pretty obvious how the Giants' offense has changed since the time the Eagles and the Giants met in Philadelphia, but how has it changed since you two met in New York just a couple weeks ago?
You know, we're kind of still basically doing the same thing. It's just that, you know, the Eagles came here and they beat us. They wanted it more. You know, they were the better team, and they grind more than we did, and they beat us. It's a different time now, and we realize what's on the line, and you know, their backs was up against the wall at the time, and you know they they've been winning, playing good football, and you know, and they earned all the praise that they're getting now, you know, from everybody, because you know they have been playing good football.
What do you think the strength of their defense is?
Definitely, I think their pass rush. They're able to hurry up things and force certain passes and I think if you can do a good job of blocking those guys, you know, you'll have a good chance of playing with them. You know, and lately people haven't been doing that pretty well. So, and they've been winning games, and you know they got a great defense. They got, you know, great coaches on. Coach Johnson over there, he do a good job with the defense. They got Dalk in there. He's doing a tremendous job of getting those guys up and ready to play. Trent Cole is just coming off the edge. It's crazy. So, you know, you got to really, you know, be able to contain those guys.
I knew you got hurt in the second meeting, but what did you see, or how much has their run defense improved from the first time you saw them?
Well, you know, they've been doing a good job of, you know, I watched the game on Sunday. They did a good job with Adrian Peterson, and that's one of the better backs in the league. So, you know, like I said, I enjoy watching the Eagles when they play against someone else, because I enjoy watching how they fly around, you know, from offense to defense. And Donovan McNabb on the offensive side of the ball has been doing a good job of leading that team and getting them in things what they need to be in. They're playing very, very good right now.
Brandon, you hear a lot about Baltimore's and Pittsburgh's defense, not a lot about the Eagles around the country. You played against all three. How do you think they stack up?
I like the Eagles more than all of those guys, you know, just because of the wars that we've been in with the Eagles, and we see them twice a year, and sometimes three times. You know, out of the 4 years I've been in the league, I played the Eagles in the postseason. This will be the second time. So, you know, I think the Eagles are definitely one of the better defensive teams in the league. You know, I like the way they fly around, to the football.
Brandon, when you look at yourself and evaluate yourself as a player, what do you see?
Well, I see, you know, me trying to get better and trying to do what I can do to help my team win. And, no matter what it is, yeah, I love running the ball. I love running downhill. And everybody knows that all over the league. Every coach knows that. Every player knows that. But, you know, if you don't have the proper protection to be able to do that, I think our offensive line has been playing tremendously. I think our offensive line has been playing great, great, great football. So, you know, it's going to definitely be a challenge for us on Sunday when the Eagles come to town. But it always is, you know.
Brandon, when with Plaxico Burress out, it allows the Eagles to bring Brian Dawkins up in the box more, and that's got to create some kind of problem for your offensive line. What kind of scheme changes will they have in trying to get him blocked?
You know, it don't really change too much. We just got to, account for him. Make sure we know where he is. You don't really change what you do. You just know where he is. And Doc can cause you a lot of problems, you know. And like I say, I tell Doc this every time. I got a lot of respect for him and the way he played football. So, you know, of course, Doc is going to be out there flying around and, you know, doing what he got to do to take that team to the next level. So we got to expect that, you know, from him.
Brandon, it's often been said the best teams get to the playoffs, but the hottest teams win in them. You were that last year. This year, you're one of the best teams, but not real hot down the stretch. Do you feel any different entering the playoffs?